You're on Mornings with Nadia Mitsopoulos on ABC Radio Perth.
I'm actually going to be taking a closer look at the future of virtual reality technology and how it can be used for things like business, therapy and rehabilitation, even travel. But before we get into that, Mornings reporter Kate Lever went to try out some VR being used at a sensory clinic in Perth to help kids with learning and processing difficulties. She spoke to the clinic owner Christine Baker at the Bull Creek Clinic.
So what we've done here is with vision at the forefront, because that's 90% of our sensory input is through vision. We've created a sensory clinic that helps, you know, children of all ages, adults as well, to integrate some of those senses. We do that through play, we do that through the virtual reality headset. We find that that's a really good way to get great learning outcomes.
And what are some of the examples of, you know, difficulties that children might be having that they might benefit from these kind of technologies?
It might be things like the eyes aren't working together. They've got core issues where they can't sit still for long periods of time. They might have some processing issues where they're doing letter reversals. They're finding that they can't copy from the board very well because moving from looking far to looking close up is an issue for them. So there's that accommodation issues. And then a lot of the OT sensory, so gross motor skills, maybe they don't move properly, you know, kicking and playing and you know, you think, oh, that's just child's play, but it all impacts on your perception of your world. If my brain doesn't know where my hands are in space, it's going to find it difficult to interpret its world. Primarily, we see a lot of kids that have been referred from schools that are struggling. They're fidgeting all the time. They're not able to sit still, and a lot of the things we find is that they don't have really good core. And when you don't have a good core, so that's like from, you know, your abdomen, you know, all the way down. If you're not strong there, we're asking children to sit for long periods of time at school. Their brain is thinking, I've got to sit straight, I've got to sit straight, sit up, sit up, sit up. Meanwhile, the teacher's in the background asking them to open to page 23 and to do this and do that. But their brain's still focusing on the fact that it's really takes a lot of effort and hard for them to sit. What we do with our therapy is it's intense. There's homework. We try and make it as game-based as possible so that it's fun. And we want you to have intense sessions and then get out of it. We don't want you in therapy forever. The VR headset is an absolute winner for the kids. We try and make the therapy, like I say, play-based. That's in their environment. With adults, though, we use this quite a bit.
I'll give it a go. I want to try it out. Let's give it a go.
I can see what you're seeing, and then our therapist usually stands and just adjusts things as you go. So
it says, welcome to Bubbles. Pop bubbles in order from nearest to farthest. Right. Pull the trigger to begin. So I need to...
Yeah, so I'm going to give you a trigger.
The little handle I've got in VR has turned into a finger that I can see in front of me, and looking around the room, I can kind of see that I'm in the middle of an ocean with some mountains around me up in the sky, a beautiful blue sky. So I just hit the bubble, oh, and I can feel a little zoom when I've got it. I just need to use my trigger to pop these little bubbles in front of me. It's quite fun, actually, and they kind of explode. Can you explain a bit how this would sort of help kids with their fine motor skills, with their vision?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're scanning, so you've got to scan, find the bubble, so it's about eyes, and depending on what the setting is, it might be that one eye can see and the other eye can't see, mm-hmm. Because we might be working on, you know, each eye's individually. So it's a combination of scanning, trying to find the bubbles, awareness, space awareness, so where am I in space, where's my hand in space, am I touching the bubble, so what's my processing of that, mm-hmm. am I able to do all that in a fairly, you know, with speed, mm-hmm. And then what happens is as we increase the difficulty, the bubbles get faster. The good thing about this is that we can change the settings for each individual eye. So if the eyes aren't working together and we want one of the eyes to work harder because it's not working as well as the other one, we can make it work harder. You know, mum and dad can, if they've got a headset at home, then they can also log in, and this can be compliance at home as well. And right. we can see in our system what they're doing at home and can change things up as they yeah. go as well. So
a way of using gaming and screen time to actually improve those vision and those kind of fine outcomes. Motor skills.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's using the technology that, you know, let's face it, this is our world. We, you know, technology is here and we want to use it in a really positive way for really good visual processing outcomes.
Mm-hmm. So, well, I can understand why they like it. It's kind of addictive.
Yeah, there's a whole range of games that we use, and each game has a slightly different aspect. We're looking at different sort of things. There's another game where you have to find objects in order, so that's all about memory mm-hmm. and visual memory. So can I remember the order? So say, for example, we've got a child that's at school and you've said to the, and the teacher said, right, pack away your books, go get a drink and sit on the mat. And the child, one of those childs that you go, they just go sit on the mat, and or they've packed their book away and they're standing around because they're not really sure what to do next. Like, that could be a processing issue. I'm not saying it is, but, you know, is there something there where they're just that memory, that visual memory and the auditory memory is not quite there, and they're not good at stringing a pile of instructions along, and that's some of the things that we can work on as well. It's about getting those foundations right, getting the senses working together, making sure that your perception skills are also, so your visual perception and other sensory perception skills are working together, so you have a really good understanding of your environment so you can learn and prosper. Once you've got a really strong foundational set of skills in that this area, you know, you should be able to achieve whatever your destiny is, whatever you want to achieve.
That was Bullseye Clinic Director Christine Baker speaking with Mornings reporter Kate Lever. And that was interesting, really interesting to listen to Kate popping bubbles in the world of virtual reality. She was testing out some of that virtual reality equipment, which is helping children with processing and learning issues at schools. It does sound like it's a bit of fun as well.
You're on Mornings with Nadia Mitsopoulos on ABC Radio Perth.